My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KetsiaAurelien. This is for patient Helidora, Helidora Maldonado, Maldonado, Sanchez, Sanchez. Number one, CKD 3B, or chronic kidney disease stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. However, blood dyscrasias could be a part of the differentials. As evidenced by hypogammaglobulinemia, hypogammaglobulinemia, with serum gamma globulin of 0.5, in the setting of elevated kappa lambda ratio of 1.74, as well as anemia, period. The patient also presents with elevated lipid panel with total cholesterol of 253, HDL of 37, triglycerides of 245, and LDL of 174, period. She is not currently on a statin, period. The patient states her lovastatin was discontinued by the PCP, period. There is an improvement in the non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,712 milligrams from 3,778 milligrams. Here, there is also evidence of selective proteinuria with albumin to creatinine ratio of 1,340 milligrams. Period. There is trace leukocyte esterase. However, the patient is asymptomatic. Period. We will refer the patient to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation of the hypogammaglobulinemia in the setting of elevated kappa lambda ratio and anemia. Period. She is currently taking losartan potassium 100 milligrams once daily. Period. Number two, hypogammaglobulinemia, as previously stated in number one. Period. We will refer to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation. Number three, type 2 diabetes mellitus with retinopathy, well controlled with A1C of 6.3%. Continue with the current regimen. The next number, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 141 over 68, which is a marked improvement from the previous visit of 177 over 65, period. Per the patient, her systolic blood pressure ranges from 140 to 170s, and her diastolic blood pressure from 40s to 60s, period. Continue with the current regimen for now. We advise her to decrease her sodium intake and overall fluid intake, period. She is euvolemic, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, as previously stated in number one. We will repeat the lipid panel, and if it's still elevated, we will consider adding the statin back to the patient's regimen. Next line, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, suspected carotid stenosis with RUI of the carotids, period. The ultrasound of the carotid was not completed since the last visit. We reordered the carotid ultrasound for further evaluation of carotid stenosis, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency improved with vitamin D of 55. Continue with the supplements. In addition to number one, I would like to add that the renal ultrasound dated 7/13/22 was unremarkable with normal kidney sizes and cortical thickness and no evidence of stones or hydronephrosis, period. The BUN was 32 from 16, creatinine 1.4 from 1.2, and GFR 40 from 46 was noted in the most recent laboratory workup. This slight decline in kidney functions could be a result of the uncontrolled lipid panel. Or it could relate to the hypogammaglobulinemia. We will repeat the levels, period. The rest of the workup for proteinuria were within normal limits. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work and